Well, greetings to you once again in Jesus' name, and thank you for taking time to call in today and let God speak to you, and I include myself here through his word here, because he is speaking to his people, and I am glad to be able to be a part of God's kingdom through the blood of Jesus Christ, nothing on my own merits, but that we have the words of life here in the Bible, and it's just a blessing to be able to share that and to let it also have its effect and its work in my own life as well. And I encourage you to do the same, to share the word of God with somebody today, even today as you go about your business. Maybe it's evening for you already, or whenever you call in, I don't know, but the next opportunity you get, try sharing just some scripture with somebody. It's like planting seed. You will, or God will actually have a harvest from that one day. And we don't know how that all works out, but it is true. The word of God is good seed, and it may not always fall on good soil, but eventually there's going to be a harvest somewhere, because it is the word of God. We've been kind of talking about sacrifices and offerings to God, and a big subject. I hope that you will be encouraged to go and read for yourself and look at some of the things we talked about and do some further study on your own. And today I'd like to just take a little detour, but it's going to come back, Lord willing, and take in some of these things we've been talking about before. But I'd like to go to a very familiar passage, because I feel like it is a message for today, something that I guess the Lord has just really impressed on my heart. And I know we have discussed some of these things earlier, and maybe some of the other brothers that you call in and listen to have talked about it as well. But I want it to be very keen in our minds and our hearts about this. The day that we're living is quite an interesting time here in the world. And I believe that God is wanting to prepare his servants for the things that are to come. I'm going to be reading out of Matthew chapter 24. And it's quite a lengthy passage, so I'm going to just break it up into a couple of segments here. And I encourage you to go and read Matthew 24 and 25 and just get yourself immersed in the things that Jesus is teaching here, because I think it is absolutely critical and crucial in our lives. Chapter 24 of Matthew, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And he sat upon the Mount of Olives. The disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Okay, so I know we've read this and talked about it, but I want you to just see something here, what Jesus, how he responds to those that are asking him, Lord, when is this going to take place? Remember, the temple was an incredible structure. Had some large stones, very, very impressive, almost impenetrable. I mean, it's just a huge, strong structure that was very, very impressive. And Jesus said, not one stone's going to be left upon another. And they were just amazed by this. But key in here, I want you to just see how Jesus answered them. He said, Lord, when is this going to take place? And what's going to be the sign of the coming of the end of the world? They're already thinking about this, because they knew this is something going to happen, and the world will be destroyed. And Jesus answered them, verse 4, and he said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. And I want to just pause right there, because too many times I just read quickly over that and go right into the next verse. And that's okay. We want to take them all together. But listen what he very first said. Take heed that no man deceive you. And That's a warning. Be careful. There's going to be deception. Verse 5, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And again, I know we've been over this before, and I'm not trying to be redundant, but here's a warning for us. Be careful. Jesus is saying, be careful. There's deception on its way. It's already here. And it's going to be strong deception. And you read through here on your own, you're going to see that, wow, it is serious business. Because there's going to be false prophets, and they're going to be doing some miracles. And it's going to deceive many, many, many people. And I'll let you read through that because that we don't have enough time to do that right now. But I would encourage you, read this. There is going to be great deception. And I mean huge, great deception. And Jesus is giving some warnings here. And I want to remind you, as we've talked about before, you know, if we read these things, we could kind of get a little trembling and say, oh, what shall I do? And let me just remind you what Jesus said. He said, my sheep know my voice. My sheep know my voice. That's encouraging to me. But how are you going to know his voice? How am I going to know his voice? I believe it's just to saturate ourselves in the Word of God and to keep hearing over and over, read it over and over, get it very familiar in our hearts and in, down into our mind and our hearts so that we can be familiar with the words of Jesus, the Word of God. I think I've told this story before, but it's worth repeating. My youngest son, who's now, he's 11 years old now, but when he was born, he was like 6 weeks early, so we had to be going through this whole thing in the hospital about the where they take premature babies and they have to go through a whole process before they let you take them home. And so he was a little guy and he was in this little warmer and they were taking care of him. I went in to see him because they put him in a special place. You have to, it's all, you know, you have to go through all their little hoops and things. And so I went in to see him, and he was laying under a light, and they were keeping him warm there, and he was just kind of looking off, and I walked into the nursery there, and I went beside his little bed, and I said, Joshua, and immediately he turned, and he looked, and it was kind of an interesting moment for me, because I saw that my son, he knew my voice. And you know, I was careful as my wife was pregnant and carrying the child. I would speak to the child, and I would read scripture and pray, and you know, I can't prove it, but I think this kind of was a proof that the child in the womb could hear things that are happening outside, and he knew my voice. Somehow he knew my voice. And I think it's because he'd heard me every day. He could hear Dad. He could hear siblings. He heard Mom. He heard those voices. And he immediately turned. Now, some people might say, well, you know, he turned to the sound of, you know, he heard a voice and he turned. Yeah, maybe so. But I just believe that he heard my voice. I was speaking to him. It might sound a little strange, but I really, truly believe that my son heard my voice. He recognized and he turned. He acknowledged my voice. Why do I say that? Because I also believe that God is speaking to us right now. We're in this infant stage. We're in this learning. We're learning how to be disciples of Christ, and God is speaking to us. We'll hear his voice, and when he speaks, we'll recognize, hey, this is God. I remember this voice. I'm familiar with this. I have heard. And it is the Word of God. So I encourage you to read God's Word. Saturate yourself. I'm encouraging myself to do the same. And I'm no different than anybody else. I need to be very familiar with the words of Christ and the Word of God. So I encourage you to do the same. I'm going to read now from a little more here. Beginning in verse 6 of Matthew 24, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. And all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my sake, for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many. Here it is again. Many false prophets are going to arise and deceive many. It's coming. It's going to happen. You can mark it down. It is going to happen. Verse 12, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And so, again, another warning just tucked in here in the Word of God. It's coming. You better take notice of it. I better take notice of it. This deception is coming. There's going to be a tremendous difficulty. But he's encouraging us here to endure to the end. The only way we can do that is to cling to him. I'd like you to read for yourselves chapter 24 and 25, and I'm not going to take the time to do it now, but read it and get familiar with what Jesus is telling us. It's like the warning that he's giving for us to be ready, be alert. I'm gonna close here with the end of chapter 24, and I'm going to start in verse 45. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But, and if that evil servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of the teeth. It's a sad day. And I hope that that is something that will give us this clear warning and help us to be sober-minded here. That, hey, we better be ready. We need to be prepared. We need to have ourselves ready. I looked up the word hypocrite because those that are going to fall into this, what we just read, and they think the Lord, hey, he's not coming back anytime soon, and they start to relax and let go. They're going to be, God's going to appoint him to the portion with the hypocrite. So I looked up hypocrite in the concordance, and guess what it says here? And I think we know the meaning here. But it says an actor or a pretender. And you have to kind of look into, I don't know if you have a concordance, you can look that word up. You have to go through it. It has some root words in there that you have to kind of know the meaning of, and you can find it there. It shows it to you. But an actor or a pretender. And I have to ask myself, Lord, is there areas in my life where I'm acting or pretending? Am I trying to make an image to a fellow man of who I am? Am I pretending anywhere? Am I acting? And that's a question that I think we always need to ask the Lord to help us to be aware of, because we might not always recognize that. But are we trying to let somebody have an impression of us that is not the real, true you or me? Are we acting or pretending in any way? Because if we are, I really believe that God wants to deal with it now, not after Jesus comes back, not after we die, but now. Is there any of that that applies to me? And guess what? The Lord's showing me, yeah, you need to work on this. Here's some things. And he'll do that for you. I'd rather get it dealt with and take care of. Now, I'm not always strong in that, but God is at work. wanting to peel off some of those layers and get rid of the stuff that is no good. If there's any acting or pretending, if there's any saying one thing and doing another, let's pray that God would purge that and cleanse us from all iniquity, because it is serious business. They are going to be appointed to weeping and gnashing of teeth and eternal fire. It's serious, serious business. And maybe you're okay with that. Maybe that's not a problem in your life, and that's fine. I'm glad if that's true. But would you just ask God, is there anywhere in my life where I'm acting or pretending, making somebody think something of me that's not right, not accurate, not true? Let God deal with it. He knows how to change a heart, and He will. He's willing to. And may God just give you grace to be honest with Him so that He can make corrections in your life. And pray for me. I want to do the same thing. I really, really do. And I pray that God would help us and strengthen us each day as we come to Him. May God bless you as you meditate on these things, as you pray and pour out your heart to God. May He show you some things that He wants to work on and cleanse. And may God bless you today as you consider these things.